This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I've been kind of just ranting here, or waxing, if you will, and it's just because, and sometimes this is the problem here, it's just you have all this stuff kind of clinking and clunking around your brain that you need to clear out before you can even really focus on the news. So I'm just decided. I'm going to take phone calls here in the next hour. We got our two great guests coming on. Alex Stein hosts the fourth hour. And then I'm just going to do all the news coverage on the War Room, because there's a ton of news. It's important, but I'm just going to wait until I get everything out of my head so I can really focus and cover the news with massive effectiveness and efficiency, instead of just clunking around with all the stuff that's going on in my head. But let me just kind of encapsulate this or boil it down here to something, and then we'll move on. But we're taking your phone calls the rest of this hour, and I want to give out the number right now, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Only on Do You Believe we're going to see a similar situation here in America like what they're doing in Shanghai. COVID lockdown 2.0, massive imprisonment 2.0, massive medical fascism slavery 2.0 coming to America in the year 2022. Do you believe we're going to see that? Will we stave it off? Who's going to be responsible, or the proprietors of that? That's what we're talking about the rest of this hour. But let me just draw back for a second here and try to complete this thought, which is a separate thought, but it's all connected, because I'm sure you've noticed here, you know, things have been a little different at InfoWars in the last couple months. And a lot of that stuff, you do know why, and that's kind of just the tip of the iceberg from what's going on underneath the surface. But you get the gist of it. I mean, you know what's going on. A lot of our stuff is publicly talked about, and how they want to destroy us, and everybody knows we're most censored out there and everything else that goes on. But Alex has not been able to come on air as much lately. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. I mean, I'm like talking to lawyers almost every day now. I mean, it's not fun. It's the cost of fighting this evil, and that's why they do this to us, to try to scare other people off of fighting them. Culturally, intellectually, politically, we're not violent here. Never were violent revolutionaries. And so now that's what they want to try to paint us as, or set us up as, so that they can run their next false flag. And, you know, I have a lot of people saying, hey, look, the New York shooting today, clearly a false flag. No, folks, there's mass shootings in this country almost every day, technically. I mean, they could pick any day, any week, whatever, and choose that we're going to cover this and we're going to make a big news story of it. I mean, there was just one in Sacramento. There was just another one. I mean, so they just decide. So it's a false flag in that they decide to make a shooting the biggest story of the day after Joe Biden talks about the guns. Doesn't mean the event didn't happen. It just means that, oh, look, we had a shooting happen. Let's make that the biggest story on the heels of Biden talking about gun control in this country. What a perfect thing. They could do it any day they want, folks. In case you didn't notice, but we have massive homicide rates in this country. But see, here's what I'm trying to boil it down to. You know, I don't know if it's a numbness or a punch drunkness, but what has separated InfoWars really? I mean, forget about being prophetic or next year's news today or whatever you want to say. What has really separated InfoWars? It's been the sense of urgency. Now, notice that the sense of urgency comes and goes now. It's kind of like it comes in waves, because it's like we're already in it. The sense of urgency, it's like it's past. Now it's like it's already here. We're going to live it. There's no fighting it off. Now, I'm not saying I truly believe that, but see, you notice they're back out today saying if we don't stop carbon emissions, then the planet's going to be dead in 8 years. See, they don't actually have a sense of urgency. They don't actually live the tales that they tell because it's all fake. We had a sense of urgency because it's all real. Now we're living it, and it's kind of like, well, what do we do now?
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. They used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt cost us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
We're in the second hour of The Alex Jones Show, and we are getting your calls lined up right now. Are we going to see the Chinese-style Shanghai lockdowns in America as predicted by Tucker Carlson last night? Is it going to be that bad? Is it going to be like we saw in 2020 where they show it to us there first and they bring it here? Who are going to be the ones promoting it? Who are going to be the ones enforcing it? Those are our questions for the callers today. And again, the lines are already filled. We're just taking your names right now and getting you up on the board. So while we do that, last week, and it was overdue for me because we launched the InfoWars clearance sales or liquidation sales or emergency blowout sales a couple weeks ago because we reached a point financially where instead of selling things at a normal rate or selling things at a sales rate but still gave us a little bit of a profit margin, we reached a point financially where we just have to sell everything and get the return on it immediately as quickly as possible. Forget about profit or whatever. It's already money invested. It's almost like we have equity in these products, you could say, and we need to get it back. We need to just get that equity out of it now, as quickly as possible to fund things into the future. And so that's why we decided we're just going to sell every piece of apparel that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, the hats, the T-shirts, all of it. We're just going to sell it at cost because we need to sell everything now. And even if we don't make a penny on it, if we can at least get our return of investment immediately, then we can fund ourselves the next couple months and hopefully survive this current onslaught that we're enduring right now, and I'm sure you'll hear more about in the near future. But, I mean, folks, it's just crazy. I don't even want to talk about it. So that's what's going on at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And what I'm saying is I placed my order because I like limited edition stuff. It's just I just think it's cool stuff. I'm kind of a collectible guy that way. And so I went to InfoWarsStore.com last week, and I made my purchase. I think I got like 20 T-shirts. They finally arrived in the mail yesterday, a big box of them. And I also got some supplements as well. But I just wanted to make sure that I secured my T-shirts from InfoWarsStore.com. They're all limited edition now. So I wanted to make sure I secured my T-shirts that I wanted from InfoWarsStore.com before they're gone. So I'll hold on to some of them as a keepsake, give some of them away as gifts, but I got about 20 or 30 in the mail yesterday. And I just got to say this. The hats, I hadn't ordered these hats for a while. I've been meaning to. I just had never placed the order, and then they were sold out the one time I tried to. The new style, I guess it's this new style of trucker hat, which I think is much more comfortable, by the way, than the plastic trucker hats that can sometimes rub against your ears or rub against the skin on your head, and it's kind of uncomfortable, maybe itchy, kind of chafes you a little bit. The new hats that we have, the InfoWars hat and the Save the Frogs hat, it's like this new style of trucker hat that's, I don't know if it's cotton or polyester or blend or something, but it's really soft and it is really comfortable, and it is now going to be my go-to golf hat. I got yesterday two of the Save the Frogs hats and two of the InfoWars snake and flag hats. The green Save the Frog hats and the baby blue InfoWars snake flag hat, some of the best hats I've ever ordered. And I'm a big hat guy. I got too many hats as it is. I mean, I got a closet full of hats. This is one of the coolest hats I have right here. And I am very excited to sport that thing on the golf course. Very excited to sport that thing on the golf course. It's going to be my new go-to golf hat as the summer golf season kicks off here. The Save the Frogs in the green and the InfoWars snake flag in the baby blue. I mean, that powder blue hat is just, whew, I'm telling you, man. And people really like the green Save the Frogs hat. Once we sell out of these, folks, that's it. And, you know, we've had these things in the past with T-shirts and hats where we sell out, and people are like, what do you mean? It's all sold out. It's like, hey, you know, we told you it was limited edition. So get these hats, get these T-shirts while they last. They're going to all be sold out soon, folks. And get your piece of InfoWars lore of InfoWars history at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell it all out. But I'm telling you, the hats, looking forward to sporting those things on the golf course this year and getting some good commentary, some good responses. All right. The phone lines are almost, well, they're all full. We've almost got them full with everyone's names. We're asking, do you expect Chinese-style lockdowns, communist authoritarianism to come to the West in the name of COVID? And who will be the ones promoting it and enforcing it? And the callers are on the line ready to go. Let's start with Kathy in Arizona. Kathy, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Well, God bless you, Owen, and Alex and all your crew. Love you guys.
Thank you so much. We love you.
Yeah, I listen to you every day. And, yes, I do believe that that's their plan. They're evil, the demonic monsters. And absolutely, that's what they're trying to bring the whole world to. Is they want their a knee on all of our necks or their boots or whatever. I do want to make a plea to your listeners. I know what Alex went through with his wife, and my plea is for everybody that's on any kind of medicine. It's not medicine, it's poison. They've been poisonous for antidepressants, anything to do with big pharma. Get off the drugs. Get your brains back. Get in the fight. These are monsters, and half of the population, I believe, all over the world is on the antidepressants that are depressing our brains. I was on them for 30 years. I got off them in 2020 when all this started to happen. You would not believe how many doctors, hospitals I went through. Nobody helped me. I had to do my own research.
Well, Kathy, God bless you. Let me just stop you right there, and because I want to take calls only on China today. But let me just say this in response to what you're saying, because you're completely right. I watched friends of mine who were athletes in high school really hurt themselves with painkillers. I watched friends of mine in college who were just party animals really hurt themselves with pills. I mean, I watched it. In my life, I've watched friends of mine just deteriorate, and it's very sad. And so I just want to echo what Kathy is saying, and it's just, you know, it's part of this whole thing where our food is fake, our water is poisoned, our pharmaceutical drugs are supposed to help us, hurt us. But you just get away from everything establishment, folks. You just get away everything mainstream, everything promoted by the mainstream, you're going to be better off, I'm telling you. And big pharmaceutical drugs is just part of that equation. But I want to focus on China today. But, Kathy, thank you for the call. Let's go to Eli in South Carolina. Eli, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you guys, man. Like, the communists, They call things antidepressants. They really depress you. They say they're going to take the Bible out of the school. It's going to be better for everybody. The communists have been here. They've been here.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess that is the connection, isn't it, Eli? It's that the same communists that are going to lock down China and treat everyone like a prisoner are going to do the same thing here. They're the same people that lie to you about everything.
And they mock our freedom. They get on the TV. They talk about how perfect China is and all this. They lie. It's all they do. It's all they know how to do is lie.
I mean, you watch what's going on in China, and you should be, we should be kissing the ground that we live in this country.
We have our freedom right now, and when they come to try and take it, it's not going to happen the way they think.
Well, and I'll tell you what, that's it exactly, Eli, and I'm not looking for a physical altercation. I mean, God forbid. But, I mean, if they really try to pull something off with new COVID lockdowns, they're going to get so much pushback. I mean, maybe that'll be what sets off the Great American.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Slowly but surely, you're seeing more signs, more tells, more symbols, more moments, more energy that there is a great awakening happening right now, or a reawakening happening of Americans, their patriotism, their love of God, their love of country, their love of freedom, their love of family. Just the love of everything good and traditional that's worked and has made this country into the prosperous bastion of freedom that it is, where for the first time in human history, morbidly obese people are poor. You never thought you'd see that. Now that has something to do with the diets. But the point is, there has been a great awakening bubbling underneath the surface in this country for a long time. And this is going to be a major theme for me in the next couple months. But what is it going to be that makes that volcano explode? Because right now it's just still bubbling under the surface. And it's getting hotter and it's bubbling up a little bit more. And you can tell there's activity going on and there's grumblings. And the ground is starting to shake. The magma is starting to move. Maybe some smoke starting to billow out of the top of the volcano, but it's still not ready to blow. If they try to do new COVID lockdowns, maybe that will be what blows it up. I don't think that would quite be it yet, but maybe that would be it. But we are sitting on a dormant volcano right now that is the American way of life, that is the American will and desire and destiny to be free and prosperous. And there's no lid, there's nothing the globalists can do to stop that volcano from blowing up. And they'll try, they are trying. But they know if the volcano ever does leave its stages of dormancy and explodes, it's game over. And it'll be freedom worldwide. It'll be Western prosperity worldwide. Doesn't mean everybody will do everything the same, it just means, hey, no. Individualism, freedom, free market, free speech, right to bear arms, rugged individualism, fear of God, knowing there's a creator, knowing there's a higher power, pro-human future, that's where this goes. But the globalists can't have that. They've reached their scientific conclusion that we are termites on this planet, or we are a cancer on this planet, and therefore we must be eliminated. And they just look at themselves as, we are so lucky that we are self-aware cancer cells or self-aware parasites on this planet to kill ourselves before we kill the planet and kill all of us indefinitely. Would the Chinese-style lockdowns be what forces the volcano to blow up? Because I'm telling you, folks, we are sitting on a dormant volcano of American freedom, just waiting to erupt. And it's not going to be a violent thing. It's the cultural shifts you're seeing. It's doctors coming forward. It's pastors coming forward. It's political leaders stepping up. It's people in the news that are stepping up. It's slowly but surely happening. But something will send that into light speed. Could it be if they try to lock us down like they're doing in Shanghai. I mean, who would ever support that? We go back out to your phone lines. Kyle is dialed in from New York. Kyle, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how's it going? Between you and I think I'm a third or fourth time caller. I call you on the War Room quite a bit. Last time we spoke, I referenced the movie Songbird and then the current U.S. COVID cases. And I had said the only way that you could get to a point where these people can't go out at the time is the weakened immune systems. However, now there was one thing in that movie that I didn't see happening in real time, and now it's there. It's the drones flying over. In the movie, it's a surveillance thing. In China, it's a surveillance thing, but they're trying to cripple spirits by telling them basically to shut up, you know? So I see that movie Songbird happening in China. It happened in Australia. I also point to the Super Bowl, and there's some symbolism there with the stage setup. These quarantine camps, they are very much looking like how the Super Bowl set up. And
you know what? I didn't watch that halftime show. You're talking about the halftime show?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the halftime show, so I'm just going to ask the crew to just pull up what you're talking about because I still haven't seen it.
So if you type in quarantine camps China, you'll see these like white cube-looking structures. And some people have pulled it up on Instagram. They didn't see much symbolism except for a Dr. Dre hand motion at the end. And they're like, oh, it was pretty tame. Now it looks like they kind of foreshadowed it. Like, hey, this is what's going on next. And Snoop Dogg's coloring was kind of fitting to the flag of a conflict at the moment. But I have to bring one thing up. It has to do with that Pfizer court document. The numbers are a little bit off. It's not just 3%. You have to take out two groups that aren't accounted for. The mortality rate's a lot higher. And I sent out an email to you guys. I know you guys are looking for specific people to interview, but I wrote the email. If you take out, I believe it's unaccounted for or unknown, that number shoots up a lot higher because this is at the time of the reporting from January to March. And it brings it up a lot, 4%, and then somewhere around possibly 52% mortality.
Well, look, they can take those numbers and do whatever they want with them. So, I mean, you could have 100,000 vaccine injuries or vaccine deaths, and they could just say, oh, it's COVID, and lock us down again. I mean, it's the perfect equation for total power.
Biggest propaganda push we're ever going to see. The only thing that I tell people to do is find God at this point, you know, find Christ. You guys do a great job of that. And I want to say God bless you and stay strong. I know that it's tough, but that movie Songbird, that trailer, it's all happening now. And I would just recommend everyone take a YouTube look because it's weird. We talked about it in the past, but I just want to say Fizzy Magnesium, my mom loves it, and I got a Made in 1776 shirt. You guys are awesome. Keep fighting.
Thank you, Kyle. Fizzy Magnesium, available at InfoWarsStore.com. I drank some Fizzy Magnesium this morning. Best orange drink you're going to find out there, folks. Fizzy Magnesium from InfoWarsStore.com. Kids will love it, too, and it's healthy for them. But just to kind of finish up on what he was saying there, there's a new element to all of this that I was really researching this morning that I still don't fully understand. So I'm not trying to come on air and talk about it yet. And the best thing for me to do would probably be to research it a little bit further and then have Dr. Brian Artis back on air maybe later this week. He was on the War Room with me last night kind of teasing this. But COVID-19 snake origin. Something weird's going on here, folks. Again, I don't fully understand it. But these are some of the old headlines from January 2020. China coronaviruses may have come from a snake. Wuhan coronavirus may have been transmitted from snake. Snake venom molecule shows promise in fighting against COVID-19. And it's all this old stuff, how it came from snakes. And there's all these common effects of snake venom. And it just gets weirder every day. Okay? We don't live in Kansas anymore.
It's about 25 years ago. that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited edition, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some T-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I'm going to almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every T-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. We're taking your calls. Will we see Chinese-style lockdowns in response to COVID, or that's what they'll claim, here in America, like we're seeing in Shanghai, where, folks, again, I'm like kind of sickly numb to all of this now, where I already know I'm in it, like, so It's weird to have known all of this is going on and now to be in the middle of it, and it's just like, oh, well, okay. How's the world going to respond now? The videos coming out of Shanghai are horrifying. Horrifying, folks. Whether it's the animals that they've put into bags to be beaten to death, whether it's the images of people that are hanging themselves, people jumping out of apartment buildings, videos in the middle of the night where people just step out on their balcony and record and all you hear is shrieking and crying and screaming and it sounds like a horror film, like a murder scene. Yeah, listen to that. They're locking people in their apartments, folks. Literally barricading them, imprisoning them. And so all they can do is go out onto their balcony and just scream for help. And then when they don't get it, they jump out the window to their death. Oh my gosh. I mean, and you just think about how good this planet could be, the human experience, how awesome, how incredible, how unique, how fantastical, how mystical the whole thing is. And then you have to deal with that evil? You have to experience life like that? It's evil, folks. It's Satan. So that's what I'm saying is I could just sit here for the entire broadcast and air all the shocking and horrifying videos and images and sounds coming out of China. I just can't do it. It's too heavy. It breaks my heart. It sinks my stomach. It collapses my soul to know that that's going on. It's the same thing when you think about the January 6th defendants that are rotting in jail cells for over a year, being tortured and tormented. It just breaks your heart that somebody has to have their divine experience here on this planet, this consciousness destroyed by Satan, destroyed by evil, and they want to do it to all of us. They want to kill us, man. It's a giant death cult. I mean, these people celebrate murdering the baby before it's even born. What do you think we're dealing with here? Let's go back out to the phone lines. Do you think we're going to see the Chinese-style lockdowns return here in America? Denise, in the state of Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I really do believe that could be a distinct possibility. I live in Washington State. My governor is Jay Inslee. Dr. Malone outed him yesterday as a World Economic Forum fella. And, you know, he's kind of been laying low. But a few months back, I watched a Zoom meeting of our Washington State Board of Education, kind of got a heads up. They were passing shenanigans about quarantining, and it had to do with protection from AIDS. But through that, they made legislation and can't do what they're doing in Shanghai here in Washington State. I saw the ads where they already did hire people to run the quarantine camps. I saw Ivory Hecker in visiting a quarantine camp in Western Washington. She actually got stuck in there, or her car did. And so, yeah, I think it's a distinct possibility.
And what do you think happens if they try to do that, or who's going to be promoting it? I mean, it's just, can you imagine them trying to do this again to us? I mean, you know how the old saying is, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I mean, are we going to be fooled twice again by this?
I think cities like Seattle, lefty cities could be. I live here on the east side. It's wheat country. And there are a lot of guns here. It'd be a little tougher. It's more conservative on the east side of the Cascades. Kind of two separate states in a state, so to speak. But I have family. I come from Whidbey Island over there, and all of my family is over there. I'm the only one who's here, and I have one who's conservative, and the rest are, you know, shot and boosted, and asleep as, and I mean, they won't talk to us anymore. and think we're nuts.
Well, that's a real shame. And, you know, you wish them the best, but these vaccines aren't working out so well for people. And I think about if they really try to roll this out, what it would look like. And it would probably be the major cities where obviously it's going to be the worst and they'll shut down. And maybe if you're out in a conservative rural area, you won't have to deal with it. But they've already projected that this is all coming. They've already predicted programming all of this coming. And you know what? Here's the stance that needs to be taken now by anybody in our government that doesn't want to see that tyranny come here, or anybody that doesn't want to see the COVID tyranny come here in any form, lockdowns, shutdowns, whatever. The stance, the logic, the argument needs to be, because they could release a really deadly virus that actually kills 50% of people. You know, I mean, they could do whatever they want. I don't care. The stance needs to be that if there's a virus that kills 90% of people that get it, you still can't force somebody into a lockdown. You still can't force somebody to shut their business down. You can't force somebody to be a prisoner. It's called freedom. You want to take the risk of going outside during a deadly pandemic or during a tornado or anything? You have that right. That needs to be the intellectual approach to this, but our politicians are so far behind, it'll never even happen. And they'll probably just go along with the whole thing and get scared by whatever numbers they're told to believe. Denise, thank you for the call. We'll stay there in Washington where Sky has called in. Sky, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello. Alex Jones Show. Thanks, Owen. So fear not now, but I just wanted to mention we got to be strong. What's going on in Shanghai is terrible. It reminds me of the Dr. Li Mengyang, who was the whistleblower who was on a lot of broadcasts. And I think she mentioned what I've been hearing. I don't know if it's true, but hemorrhagic fever going on. But this type of disease outbreak is what Title 42 is meant to protect on our border as well. And
which they lifted that.
Yeah, Owen, so it's good to talk to you. God bless you all, and those were the 2 points I was mentioning.
Well, thank you for the call, but imagine that. They revoke Title 42, which means anyone can come into the border. I mean, it's all just ceremonious, so it really doesn't make a difference, quite frankly. But there were some precautions or some procedures, another form of protection for our border, because of the deadly pandemic that they got rid of. So the White House gets rid of pandemic protocols at the southern border, but then they fight tooth and nail to keep you wearing a mask at airports and on airplanes. This government is so evil and such a joke, man. Why are we so pathetic? What has happened to us? You know, we know what it is, folks. We've fallen. We're in Sodom and Gomorrah. We're in the time of judgment. Satan is ruling over us with our celebrities and our culture and everything. It's so bad now. You just have pro-pedophile teachers coming out and publicizing their mentality to your kids. And, I mean, so, yeah, we're getting judged hardcore right now. I mean, Satan is all...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where we've got the big clearance sales happening now. All apparel is now limited edition, will not be remade. Get it while it lasts at InfoWarsStore.com. And I don't want to sound like a naysayer here, because I'm really not. I mean, yeah, we all get black-pilled and depressed about what we see going on in the world, but I have no doubt, just as Satan's army is moving and Satan is getting his reign of power on planet Earth right now, I have no doubt that God's legions of angels and good people are going to be pushing back on it tenfold. My real concern is just, when is that going to happen? And will I even be around to witness it? Because this evil cannot rule over planet Earth for very long. I mean, we're already reaching points of insanity that just we should have never reached on this planet before. I mean, men are women. men competing in women's sports. I mean, that's just one little thing. Teaching kids how to be sexually perverted, teaching kids how to be racist. I mean, it's just total insanity. You can't live like this forever. This is not human destiny here. So Satan's getting its command right now. Satan's legions and Satan's armies are getting their control of this planet right now, and that's why you're witnessing all this insanity from the torture and human imprisonment for false political reasons or false health reasons to the teaching the youth how to be sexual perverts and hateful bigots to just all the lies that you're told about health, about drugs, about your body, where we came from. It's all going to fall, ladies and gentlemen. And all this misery that humanity has had to go through will be ended. But it comes and it goes. That's why the Bible is so prophetic, because this is the pattern of humanity. Satan gets his time to reign. The world becomes an evil, dastardly place. Humans suffer. The blood of the innocent is shed. And then God and Jesus intervene to put Satan back down where he belongs in hell. But you're gonna watch leftist liberals. I mean, folks, they're just going to start. I mean, they're already molesting kids. I mean, let's call it what it is. When you take a little kid to a strip club and teach him how to be a stripper, when you take a little kid and you bounce him on your lap with your penis exposed, yeah, I mean, that's molesting kids. That's not drag queen story time. That's molesting kids. You're grooming children is what you're doing. So, yeah, I mean, how much more evil does it get than sexually grooming children before they can even read or ride a bike or tie their shoes or do multiplication? I mean, how much worse than that can it get? Is it what's worse? Sexually grooming and perverting children and teaching them how to be hateful bigots? Or locking down an entire city of 23 million people and making them prisoners in their own home completely unnecessarily? It's all the same satanic energy. It all must be rejected at all costs. We cannot go on like this. Ugh, how much more do we have to endure? What is Satan going to do to us next? Let's go back out to the phone lines. King in Missouri, you're on the Alex Jones Show. King, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? Corey here. So I want to say something real quick. I've been a minister for 10 years, and the Bible says that Satan has already been judged, John 16:11. Jesus said that he gives us power to trample on serpents and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of the enemy. So we have to have the right picture, the right imagination. See, you just say, what is Satan going to do to us next? What if it was Satan saying, what are they going to do to me next? We have to get on the offense as Americans. And the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence said something. Could I share it with you real quick?
Go ahead.
It says, whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. We have to abolish a wicked satanic government. We have to declare independence from Satanism and globalism and get back to our Pledge of Allegiance. And we need to arrest, close down these Satan churches, man. God's not happy with that. They are terrorists. They need to be labeled terrorists. Satanists, they want to kill, steal, destroy.
Well, look, I completely agree. You don't have to convince me. I've already, you know, I've experienced this for myself. And yep. So, you know, it's, I mean, what do we have to wait for? Is it a miracle? Are new leaders going to step forward and do something? I mean, obviously nobody can really know, but it's just like, how is this all going to be resolved? We can't go on like this forever. This is insane.
No, and God is saying the time is over, but God's people have to stand up and be these new guards. We can't have halfway on the fence Christians trying to stand up in government and protect us because they bow down to Satan. They're not tough. They haven't been qualified by God.
Well, and I guess that's it. What is it going to take for the average American that's not awoken to the world and this satanic takeover that's happening? What is it going to take for the average American to get it? What is it going to take? And I'm afraid to answer that question, quite honestly, because I've seen what we've put up with to this point, and there is not nearly enough pushback. I mean, we don't have 10% of the amount of pushback we need to save this country right now. I mean, we probably don't even have 5, folks.
I travel around, man, and I talk to almost everyone I talk to is awake, and I've been talking to lots of people in the military. They're like, we're just waiting. And the thing about it is, if you establish a new form of government, just like in the Holocaust, Israel established and they formed Nazi Hunters and they had Nuremberg 2.0. If any nation would say, hey, we're creating a group to go after this list of criminals, and every person in every state needs to have a list of the criminals in their state, because if they want a war, we'll know.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we need is we need Nuremberg-style trials. We need to arrest the criminals that have committed all these crimes against humanity, and it's the intellectual elite who believe they've conquered the planet, but they're new that now the stewards of the planet, and so they're going to kill billions of people to save planet Earth. That's their conclusion, or at least what they project as their conclusion, what they talk about in their inner circles as their conclusion. And so, but what you said is interesting, and I've heard, I have a similar experience too, and I thank you for the call. I agree. Most people are awake. Most people think the same way you think or I think. They don't see the world for what it is quite yet. They don't fully understand what's being done quite yet, but they see the evil. They call out the evil. They know something's wrong. But what you said was, it's like they're waiting. And that's the problem. And I'm partly guilty, too, because I'm almost waiting every day for God to do something. I mean, you know, because I just accept that I'm not in control of these things. I mean, I can do whatever I'm capable of doing, and I'll pray for God's strength and guidance and all that. But yeah, it's almost like, okay, I mean, I'm set to be totally destroyed here, so God, please, you know, whenever you see fit or whatever you see fit. But everyone's waiting for someone else to be the hero, and that's the problem. And that's part of the Hollywood DC, Marvel, comic book, movie propaganda, is that you get used to this idea that someone else is going to save the world. Someone else is going to be the hero, so you never fill that role. You're taught to believe that someone else will be your hero. You're taught to believe there's a superhero coming to rescue you. There's not. There's only one hero that's going to save you, that's on this planet in human form right now. And if you want to find that hero, go find a mirror.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come
come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.